Robert Burrill has a little show called Laughing Matters. We air it here on Friday, or on Saturdays, rather, at 7 p.m. And you can, of course, enjoy him around town as he does comedy at various locations around town as well. He, on the 23rd and 24th, will be at Comedy Corner Underground, headlining there. You make sure you go catch him up there. Robert Burrill, kind enough to join us today. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
Going well. Are you? Where are you headed for Thanksgiving? Anywhere fun?
Hosting. I'm hosting at the Casa in Woodbury, so I got my parents coming over, and the lady's got her kids there, so it's going to be a whole thing.
How many people? Is it going to be a huge crowd or just a little bit?
I don't know. I lost count. It's going to be intimate. It's a small house, so be some laps being used.
Well, since the last time we talked. I did want to mention, we've had a little bit of a revolution here in this country, and indeed a blue wave. The Democrats finally showed up for an election. How about that, huh?
I know. It only took the worst president of the modern era to make it happen. But, yeah, I was impressed.
Don't undersell it. That's the worst president, period. I mean, he makes William Henry Harrison look competent, and he died 6 weeks into office.
I really wish someone would challenge Trump to deliver a longer address in colder weather just to see how it plays out. Because I feel like he'd be up for it.
That's cold-hearted, man. That's just cold.
A guy can dream, Matt.
Historical humor, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here all day. He's here. I want to mention, where is Comedy Corner Underground at?
Comedy Corner Underground is downtown Minneapolis, kind of where Washington turns into Cedar, so it's by the Cedar Cultural Center,
yep.
Kind of the West Bank U of M campus.
All right, and once again, it's on the 23rd, 24th, 8 p.m. Tickets are $10 at the door, but you can get early tickets by going to comedycornerunderground.com, comedycornerunderground.com, and go click on the shows, and you can get tickets there as well. Is there anything that you've been thinking about a lot lately as you're getting ready for this show that you're going to talk about a little bit?
Sort of. I mean, it's the same kind of general subjects, but I kind of, you know me, I like to keep an eye on the news for the occasional story that pops up. I noticed today that his daughter, Ivanka, got caught using her personal email to conduct government business.
Indeed, yes.
She got busted. Yeah. I know, yeah, well, obviously Trump is not going to support locking her up. Tying her up, maybe, but definitely not locking.
Yeah, wow, okay. And by the way, some turkey tips.
Yeah, he's into her. He's into her. That's my Norm MacDonald impression. You know, he's into her.
Thanks for clarifying that. If he wasn't creepy enough. Did you see have you been raking the forest floor yourself? Did you see that he took the side of, he said that Finland, the reason why Finland has no forest fires is they are out there raking their forest floors.
Yeah, it's, watching him speak about, like, he obviously sounds dumb constantly, but I don't think he's ever dumber than when he's talking about the environment. Like, didn't he call a hurricane a water tornado? Or, I don't know. I felt like that might have been a joke, and then I heard him say it, and I was like, oh, well, now I can't use that, because he beat me to it.
I don't know.
But much like Charlottesville, like, he's, even when it comes, like, anything with, like, fire, he has to blame both sides. Like, it can't just be 100% the fire. Well, the forestry people, too. It's the management. Like, what, is there anything you won't equivocate on?
You
can't just blame the fire.
He always, when he wants to try to sound intelligent, he ends up sounding like the biggest buffoon of all time. When he sat down, remember when he had the Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, and we all had our "This is the ocean" lesson, and Colbert has made a ton of money off of his quotes when he was out in North Carolina after that hurricane. He's like, "Whose boat is this boat?" You know, the boat that's in someone's yard because it was thrown up there by a hurricane. You know, whenever he tries to sound like he knows what he's talking about, it's so spectacularly the opposite. You know, he's bipolar, man.
It's like watching a really bad gymnast when they do like a flip or whatever and try to just reach for that bar or that ring that's just out of grasp, but then they fall. But then we just keep giving him more turns. And it's like, why, he clearly has proven that he can't do it.
Well, you're right. He's the Eddie the Eagle of president. Yep. We know he's not qualified. You know he really can't do the job, but we're going to allow the guy to go down the hill anyway. I mean, it's wild world of sports opening where the guy's flipping over the top of the ski jump.
I mean, what do you think happens when the Democrats take the House? I mean, is he going to try compromising, or is he just going to go further off the deep end?
Well, okay, and I'm dead serious when I say this. I still think there's a 50-50 chance he's not. I think he's going to resign before Christmas. I think he'll walk out of there.
Really?
Because they've already said they're going to go after the entire Trump family on the emolument clause. And, you know, and he sure doesn't want to share his tax returns. The only way he could possibly get away from sharing his tax returns is to resign and then lock it into one of those Cheney-style safes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would like to think that's the case. But, did you see where he, like, endorsed Nancy Pelosi, too?
Yeah, I did. I don't know. But that was the worst olive branch ever.
I have no idea. I mean, I guess there's a small revolt within the Democratic Party. I guess 16 people don't want it to become leader or something. But as much as I sympathize with the idea, with a lot of the ideology, I just feel like there is no more. The phrase Democratic revolt really doesn't strike fear into anyone, I don't think, quite frankly.
Yeah. All right, we got to stop because we're at the end of the show. Comedy Corner Underground on the 23rd, 24th, 8 p.m. both nights. Tickets available at comedycornerunderground.com and at the door for $10. I'll link to everything a little bit later on. Robert Verrill, hear him on Saturday nights at 7 o'clock here with Laughing Matters. Robert, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
You bet. Talk to you tomorrow. Until then, see ya.